Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Well, it is that time of year when robes and mortarboards and tassels abound. And this morning, Wheelock College held its commencement ceremonies. Featured speaker, a former teacher.
Hello, Wheelock! Woo!
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren.
It is a real honor to be the commencement speaker at this historic institution. Wheelock College was founded in 1888 as Miss Wheelock's kindergarten training school. People were taught how to deal with unruly five-year-olds. We could really use that experience in Washington today.
And as you might expect, that wasn't the only jab Warren threw at President Trump today. Jokes, deserved or not, aside, Warren had a deeper message for Wheelock's grads.
I wanted to be here in part because it was a day, this was an opportunity to honor someone who changed my life. And it was my second grade teacher, Mrs. Lee. She gave the best hugs in the world, and I loved her dearly. And one day she took me aside and she told me that I could do something with my life if I wanted to. And later on, I remember standing in front of her and telling her I wanted to be a teacher. And she rocked my world when she said, "Yes, Miss Betsy, you can." No one in my family had ever graduated from college. No one had ever said I could do anything. But after Mrs. Lee told me that I could be a teacher, I stood a little taller, I spoke a little clearer, and I organized all of my dollies into Let's Play School. And it was a long road, and there were some bumps along the way, but I made it. And when I graduated from college, my very first job was working with special needs kids in a public elementary school. Teaching isn't just a job, it is a calling. So let's hear it for our teachers.
But Senator Warren also told the grads, it's not enough to find a career that fulfills a calling. There's just too much at stake in today's world, she said. So she urged them to do more.
I'd like to get all of you more directly involved in policy work.
As Warren pointed out, politics and policy affect everyone. Policymakers set the student loan interest rates the grads will be paying. Policymakers will influence the cost and availability of the health care they need.
Last week, during the debate over health care legislation, one congressman said he shouldn't have to pay for maternity care because he was all done having kids. Ha, ha. What a clever guy. You know, something like that really wants to make me say, come on, guys, this is 2017, not 1817. And we are not talking about the weather. We're talking for some people about life and death.
So Senator Warren encouraged the Wheelock class of 2017, Democrats, Republicans, and independents alike, to do three things. One, find an issue that really matters to the core of who you are.
Take the time to think through who you are, if you know what you believe in and what you're willing to fight for.
Two, study up on that issue.
Study up because knowing something about an issue makes a difference. So go online and read the facts, not the alternative facts, the real facts.
And three, find a group that makes a difference.
One voice is powerful, but two voices is more than twice as powerful. And 10 or 10,000 voices become a force to be reckoned with.
And why did Warren urge every graduate to embrace their inner wonk and dive into policy work? Well, she did so for the most unwonky of reasons. The future of American democracy, she said, depends on you.
Your generation faces huge challenges, sharp differences that divide nation along deep fracture lines, intergenerational challenges that have saddled young people with an unprecedented $1.4 trillion in student loan debt, an economy that is producing great wealth for the top 10% and locking out everyone else. If democracy for you simply means leaving it to others, letting others set the terms of the political debates, and surrendering the policy decisions to people in faraway Washington, then our country will work better and better for a smaller and smaller number of people. But if democracy for you means connecting up, studying, making thoughtful decisions, and defending them with intelligence and commitment, then this country will flourish. I believe in you, the class of 2017. Your Wheelock degree has put you on the right path, and I know you have great work ahead. It's an honor to share this day with you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. She spoke this morning at Wheelock College. We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.